My name is Elizabeth Parry, and I'm 80, and I've lived here almost 80 years now. I used to live at the top of New Inn, and then the house that I had too many steps, so I had to come somewhere where it was with no steps. So I was very fortunate to have this bungalow. My interest in nature started from my father. He was very, very interested in nature, and he loved walking in the countryside. And in the summer, on a fine morning, if he wasn't working, he'd get up and take me to right up the mountain and point out all the flowers and the birds and the nests and things. And in the autumn, we'd go blackberry picking, and my mother would make jam or tarts or something. And then when it was mushroom time, we'd go and collect mushrooms, and we'd go home and have mushrooms and bacon for breakfast. Which was lovely. But he first, he was very knowledgeable about all nature, you know, and he knew a lot of the Latin names of flowers and things, and he taught me a lot of which I've forgotten. And that's how I really started. And then when I took up art, I started painting and went to classes and everything. I found it was lovely to paint wildflowers and things from nature. So really, that's carried on from there. Is that enough?
That's also one segment. I just do maybe a segment about
what. This spring and summer, we hadn't had the lawns cut for quite a while because of the weather. It was so wet, and we knew that they were due to come, and the gardens, the lawns at the front were so pretty, clover, buttercups, you know, everything you could mention. And I was talking to my neighbour next door, Edna, and she said how pretty she thought it was, and I said it's a shame that they're going to come and cut the lawns. And then we were talking, and she said, oh, look at that flower there. And I looked, and it was a wild orchid. I think it's a lesser spotted pink orchid. It was very beautiful. And that made me even more determined not to have my lawn cut if there was an orchid in the lawn. So when the men come to cut the lawn, I went to him and said that I didn't want my lawn cut. And they said, well, that's quite all right. If you don't want it cut, you don't have to have to. So Edna and another lady joined in with me. So there were three of us that didn't have our lawns cut. And it's really been really beautiful and a pleasure to see all the lovely wildflowers and the bees. Yesterday in the sun and everything, I counted 5 bees on my lawn. So it was lovely. Okay, I don't know.
Thank you.